Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
How are we already in hour number 3 of the show? Wow, the first half of the show just flew by, which is good. You know what they say about what happens when you're having fun? Dan Campbell, I can imagine that he creates some extra gray hairs for himself, but he also seems as though he really loves what he does. He's a great passion for it, even if sometimes that passion turns to anxiety. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes, I will beat your ass.
I mean, easy killer. There is a very fine line between passion and anxiety. Trust me. Trust me. Take it from someone who rides that fine line. So we're asking you whether it's Dan Campbell because he is fascinating.
I'm just rambling right now.
I don't know what I'm saying. Or
I don't know.
If it's Mike Tomlin because he's inspirational. If it's Giannis because he tells good dad jokes. If it's Aaron Rodgers because you want his Zen philosophy, maybe it's someone who makes you laugh. What sports figure, just one, could you listen to on repeat for an entire week? Or maybe it's fresh material every day, but maybe you have an audience of one with this person.
I was searching for a deeper level of self-love.
Oh, I would rather stick a fork in my eye than listen to Aaron Rodgers for an entire week. I'm good. Except the thing is, we're going to have to be hearing from a lot more now that he's with the Jets.
Had a couple really interesting nights on the medicine and came back a changed person.
I don't want to hear any more about the change. It's the change that all men go through. I don't want to hear anything more about the change.
I got engaged.
Then I got disengaged. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. If you're waking up on your Monday morning, ow, at least we are here for you. We are here for you. Who is the one duo that never leaves you hanging when you have to wake up early in the morning? That would be us, Amy and producer Jay. I'd noticed that to this point, no one has said Amy is the sports figure that I would most like to hear from. Thank you, Jay. I'm sure it is. So a few of your answers on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Jackie Robinson. He lived and learned so much about excellence, quiet revolution, and discipline. And he had a defiance against the system. He refused to accept things for what they were, which I really appreciate about Jackie, even though it was hard. He faced a lot of adversity. He faced a lot of cruelty from other humans, for heaven's sakes, even his own teammates at times. So that's one answer on Twitter. Lowell on Twitter goes with Josh Dobbs. I'm willing to bet that Lowell is the only one who will say Josh Dobbs. What do you think, Jay? Were you putting Josh in your top 10?
I was thinking about Josh Dobbs, but...
You're a liar.
Yeah, he didn't crack my top 10, but he was close. I don't think I know
your
what Josh Dobbs sounds like.
Your nose is getting longer.
I don't think I know if I heard him.
If Josh Dobbs just started randomly talking right now, I would have no idea.
No way. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's Josh Dobbs. No chance.
Are you going to give me some Cam Newton or some Draymond Green? Those are two right now sports athletes that I think I would be okay listening to for an entire week.
I'm not 32.
Actually, I think if you close your eyes and squeeze them real tight, you might think that Dre and Cam sound pretty similar. Just the way that they present themselves.
That was whack to me.
They tend to talk the loudest in the room, which I know something about. It's not a great method of arguing with people to talk over them so that you're the loudest in the room.
We're playing stupid.
What I love about the two of them is they don't sugarcoat. And many of you have said Charles Barkley for that reason. He does not sugarcoat. He is unafraid. There is nothing Charles Barkley will not say. Nothing. Eileen on Twitter, I love Steve Young and his segments on KNBR in San Francisco. Hello, KNBR audience. We, of course, appreciate our Bay Area listeners. She says, during football season, he discusses the Niners and other Bay Area sports teams, knowledgeable, insightful, and funny. All right, so we have a few there. I love, love, love the one that was sent to me personally by Christopher. I'm going to go back and make sure I have it so I don't get it get his name wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Christopher. Yes, Christopher. He says one of the Kelsey brothers. Oh, yeah. Give me some Jason or Travis Kelsey for an entire week. Also, it does take an entire week to listen to an episode of their podcast.
Who the fuck is that guy?
But the two of them are better together, actually. So I think you have to say Kelsey's, not just a Kelsey. Just as a side note, this happens every weekday morning about this time. I will be watching one of our sports channels, and all of a sudden, magically, it turns to Telemundo. Because there's someone in the building who has control of these same community channels and decides that Telemundo, even though, can I just tell you, he does not speak Espanol. No habla Espanol. And yet he puts on Telemundo. Cada mañana. See, I can speak more Spanish than he can. And he refuses to leave our channels alone every single weekday morning.
It is every morning.
I'm going to turn it back. What do you think about that?
I mean, there's a lot going on. It's more than Telemundo. We got some highlights. We got live sports actually on. And
oh, my gosh. Seriously. Do we? Wait, what live sports?
Isn't the World Cup? Yeah.
The World Cup. The Women's World Cup down under. Christopher, I agree with you about the Kelsey brothers. I have to say both of them, though. I just got another one from Steve. John Miller, Giants radio play-by-play voice. He's been around forever, and he is really good. He says, great voice, great stories, great impersonations.
We just got a repeat answer, weirdly, and this early on Twitter. Julian Edelman. Two people have said that now.
Julian does tell good stories as well, and he also just puts all the crap out there. He doesn't care. He puts it all out there. Donna says, the two people I couldn't listen to anymore, Yogi Berra or the incomparable Mike Leach. Oh, yeah. Mike Leach is in the After Hours Hall of Fame, so we agree with that. She says, though, Bill Walton, never a dull moment. He knows so much about so many things. A week might not be enough. Sometimes I'm not even sure I looked at a tweet from Joey, sorry. Not so sure that Bill Walton knows what he's talking about. He just walks in like he owns the joint. That's what he does. He does own a few joints, actually, too. He acts like he knows a little bit about everything, even if he doesn't really. He's a hoot, though. Joey on Twitter goes with Al Michaels. I like these. You're great answers. So, again, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio, the one sports figure, whatever realm, whether coach, GM, broadcaster, athlete, that you could listen to for an entire week. That's it. Just one for an entire week. Let's say you and this other person were stranded on a desert island. And all you could do was talk. That was it. Like you just had to hear that person's voice for an entire week. I think I might take my chances with the water and the sharks if it was Aaron Rodgers. I might. Now I'm telling you, Baker Mayfield though, he's growing on me.
They always come back.
No, not that. That's just creepy. Just hear how it's dripping with arrogance right before his entire football career blew up. Dripping with arrogance.
They always come back.
Ew, stop it. It's so creepy. It's like he's attempting to slide into your DMs. All of that right there in that like creepy, drippy, arrogant, they always come back. They'll come after me, except he's a little different now that he got kicked to the curb by multiple teams. We were so happy for him when he found a new home in LA.
See you guys on Monday. Baker Mayfield.
That's it. It's Baker Mayfield. I know it. It's just I need to hear from Baker Mayfield for an entire week.
No, man, that's the way to fight to the end. Hey, I'm happy to be home, man.
Yeah. Come on!
Rams on three. One, two, three.
Rams!
I mean, he he'd been there for 10 minutes.
Literally 10 minutes.
So good. It's so good.
Like, I don't even know if he was able to warm up. That's how soon he got there before the game.
He's like out there doing arm circles just to get his arm ready to go.
He's home, though.
He's home. Well, he was. For 3 months. That's it. Do you think he's disappointed that the Rams didn't invite him to take Matthew Stafford's job?
I think he's disappointed that he hasn't been named QB1 yet. Maybe he won't. We'll see. Hey,
he's competing with Kyle Trask. This is serious stuff right now. I could hear Ron Rivera for an entire week. That'd be okay. Except if he's talking about Sam Howell. I mean, I don't necessarily need to hear from Sam Howell.
I had a bad day.
All right, a few more on our Facebook page. Jimmy goes with Shaq. Oh, yes. Yes. Ben says Peyton Manning. I love his dry sense of humor on the Monday Night Mannings. Absolutely. But here's my question. Is he better with Eli? Because I say unequivocally, yes. The two of them are better together. I suppose we could even throw some Cooper into the mix, but I think Peyton and Eli play off each other so well.
When those guys are on, I do watch Monday Night Football.
Even Aaron Rodgers finds some philosophy in listening to the Monday Night Mannings. This is Scott from, he's our weather friend from Pittsburgh.
You got weather.
He's Peyton, I feel like you were whining just a little bit. Scott on Facebook, Mike Tomlin for his never-ending Tomlinisms. When fully dissective, they never really say anything. I love this answer from Bill. He says Ken Griffey Jr. on Facebook. That's a good one. David Hernandez, Mike Tyson.
That was mine.
Was it? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. It was. I feel so bad. Oh, no, I feel terrible.
I want to eat his children.
All right. I mean, this is a family program. Ryan says Steve Smith Sr. That's amazing. I love that, too, because Steve was a great receiver. Also really hysterical in terms of being an analyst. He does not play. He's not play at all. So, yes, come up with, find us on either Twitter or Facebook and come up with those athletes, coaches, general managers, broadcasters who you wouldn't mind listening to for an entire week. That's it. Mac in Delaware, Dennis Green. He is what he thought he was. No. You said it wrong. They are who we thought they were. He is what we thought he was. Oh, wait. He is what we thought he was.
They are who we thought they were.
Okay. And we let him off the hook. And he hit something. I think the microphone. My apologies, Mac. You got it right. I did not. Tom says Babe Ruth will be an interesting figure. Cool to listen to for a week. Yeah, I might pick a historical figure, too. Ted Williams. That might be fun. Muhammad Ali, going back to before the Parkinson's.
I don't know if I could handle that.
You don't think so? Too much bravado?
Just the rhyming, and I'd be like, can you just like talk to me like a human? Like, not a storybook here.
I mean, maybe Telemundo, because now it's on my TV and it's driving me crazy. All right. So the phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We certainly love to hear from Rory McIlroy. So a little bit from him as well as John Rahm. They were entertaining at the Open for different reasons. One was salty. The other was hailed as a conquering hero until he did not conquer anything. But we've mentioned to you Dan Campbell. So how about we sprinkle in a little bit of Dan Campbell, if you will, because the Lions are now into their first week of training camp.
I think it's just what I said. It's really the, look, let's stay off the ground. Let's work together. This is where you start the fundamentals without pads, but, you know, you're working on all those things. You're getting the scheme. And really, that's kind of what this is about, you know. This is, until we put pads on, everything is about getting their legs under them.
I'm not sure I understand even half of what he said, but I like it. Stay off the ground. Does that mean injury? Stay off the ground, don't get hurt?
I don't know what it says.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Okay. So, you know, Coach, there are a lot of people who are pointing at the Lions as the team to watch this year, the team that's going to have a breakout season and make the playoffs.
Everything I told them was about work. It's about the work. And I've said that from day one. It'll always be the same message. It's about work. That's what we do. Well, you got to go earn your right every year. Doesn't matter what the players are, the coaches, expectations, where you were, where you're going. We got to work, man. And so this is day one of that. I think is always the thing that's going to worry you is the hype train. I mean, as with most coaches, you know, this thing is just taking off and it's out of control right now. And that's fine as long as we stay focused on the job at hand and the work. I just keep going back to that. We got to put the work in and earn it.
The hype train, he calls it. The hype train. When was the last time you heard a coach refer to the hype train? He's one. He's a party of one.
The hype train.
There is no one else like Dan Campbell. So good.
And that's fine.
He gives Mike Tomlin a run for his money when it comes to quotables. Quotables, if you will. So good. All right, so you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, and we're asking you one sports figure that you would be okay listening to for an entire week. Regardless, they could be reading a phone book, and it would be okay to listen for an entire week. Coming up, I promise to tell producer Jay, actually I have to quiz producer Jay and see if he can figure it out. The one faux pas that I made on Saturday morning that threatened to derail my entire beach day. If you haven't seen the photo of the beach when I finally got there, let me just tell you, there was a huge exhale as I was taking the photo. It's up on both Twitter and Facebook. Let's see, what else do we want to do? Oh, you know what? Couple of new Hall of Famers who enjoyed their moment on the stage there at Cooperstown, joining what is a very exclusive club. And I think it's kind of cool, too, that both Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff were known for, I wouldn't say being anti-media, just being kind of allergic to the spotlight. They didn't really want to be the center of attention. That's not who they were. But they did have those moments on the stage, in front of the world, celebrated for their accomplishments, rightfully so, on Sunday and really over the weekend. We're glad to have you with us as we morph our way into a Monday morning. We can do this. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Three and two the count. And they're still not holding Whithon at first base.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And he goes, and the pitch is hit to deep right field. And that's why they think someday he'll be the starting first baseman. Well into the upper deck.
Now Rolen with a chance to give the Cardinals a lead for the first time tonight. Which he does. Is it gone? Yes.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Fred McGriff, Scott Rolen, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Pretty amazing. Cooperstown, New York, the center of the baseball world on Sunday. And as I say, I love the fact that these two guys weren't seeking the spotlight. They were playing for the love of the game. You hear Cardinals. Is that Radio Cardinals? Radio Cardinals TV? Oh, that was Fox with NLCS. So Scott Rolen when he played for the Cardinals. And then before that, Blue Jays Radio with Fred McGriff. So these are two guys that put together an incredible volume of work. And to be inducted into Cooperstown, especially when you've had to wait, right? So Fred McGriff never was inducted by the baseball writers. He had to wait over a decade, for like a decade of failure and coming up short to finally get in courtesy of the Veterans Committee. So he was unanimously voted in at the winter meetings in December. And this is courtesy of his peers. And so, of course, you can imagine that means a whole lot to him. And then for Scott Rolen, and also he was a World Series champ, too. So he had some pretty incredible moments. Rolen was voted in during the sixth year of eligibility, so didn't have to wait quite as long. But again, we're not talking about Derek Jeter. We're not talking about unanimous ballots. We're talking about guys who had to suffer through some disappointment first before they finally got the call that they would, in fact, join some of the best in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I love that we always get personal stories about family, friends, and moments that mean so much to them along their journeys.
At the start of every home game, as the ball is being thrown around the horn, and I waited to hand it to our starter, Mom would stand and wave at me in the stands. In acknowledgement, I would subtly tip my cap by tapping it twice. My daughter, who was 5 at the time, soon joined Mom waving and eventually began wearing a cap of her own to the games to tip it back to her dad. Thank you for that, Mom.
That's really cool. So the ceremony was aired on MLB Network and MLB.com, and I'm sure that part of the challenge when you're putting together a speech like this is to thank everybody, to make everyone feel included. I know there are people, whether it's an entertainment award, whether it's a Hall of Fame, they feel like they forget people. But I thought that Scott Rolen did a really good job, not only thanking people that mattered to him, but also reminding people that he was more than just a baseball player. He is more than just a baseball player. And to me, that added such depth to his acceptance speech.
I am a friend. I am a brother. I am a son. I am a husband. And I am the greatest gift, a father. So, Nick, Rain, Finn, Todd, Sis, Dad, and Mom, thank you. I love you.
Oh, that's so good. Congratulations to Scott. And again, he was a guy that had to wait a few years. And actually, I didn't know this until I had gone back and done some research. But the first time his name appeared on the Hall of Fame ballot, he barely got 10% of the vote. There would be no reason to hope or believe that you were going to go from 10% of the vote to the required percentage to be able to get in to the Hall of Fame. It certainly takes a ballot where it's maybe not as crowded, right? Or a ballot where you feel like your numbers stand up against the others who are on it. And that you just think about putting myself in their shoes. You don't need the Hall of Fame, but man, once you're in, there's no taking that away. And we heard that from our friend Leroy Butler when he finally, I mean, the years he waited to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and have his own gold jacket, the number of times he suffered disappointment, But now no one can take that away. As for Fred McGriff, he never envisioned Hall of Fame when he first set his sights on Major League Baseball.
My goal was simply to make it to the big leagues. And I exceeded every expectation I could ever imagine, and then some. And now to have a plaque forever hanging in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it's unbelievable.
Fred McGriff was playing when I was kind of first becoming cognizant of baseball and really paying attention to baseball. I'd gone to a couple of major league games with family when I was younger, but I do remember just being in awe of McGriff and how he carried himself and the way that he played. He was part of that mid-90s Atlanta Braves champion. But weirdly enough, well, not weird. I won't call it weird. It's different. He does not have a team logo on his plaque. How about that? It's because of the fact that he played for so many different teams. He got traded a bunch. And a couple times at the deadline. So to play for a half dozen teams, but to be as productive as he was, hitting 30-plus home runs for multiple teams, it's just rare that you don't have a logo, right? Like, that's kind of interesting. I don't know how many of the Hall of Famers there are that don't have logos, but I do think that that's, yeah, it's a testament to the fact that he was able to adapt wherever he went. He was able to fit in. He was able to be productive. He didn't make excuses. Nah, he just went to work. McGriff, didn't he have a nickname like the Crime Dog? Or
Crime Dog.
How do I remember that? That's crazy. I can't remember what I ate last week, but I can remember that Fred McGriff's nickname was the Crime Dog.
It's a beautiful nickname.
It's awesome.
It's great.
I mean, it's special.
I just confirmed this. Greg Maddux also didn't have a logo on his cap.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know he wanted to go in as a Cub and as a Brave and couldn't decide, so he went in with nothing.
Interesting. So in baseball, they get to decide, but in football, it's the Hall that decides, actually.
You see, I always had thought that it was baseball. The players get to decide which hat they want to wear. And then I, like, for some reason, it was told that it wasn't that way. But I just saw a tweet from Bob Nightingale who said that Scott Rowland chose the Cardinals. So I guess they do get to decide.
All right. They should have some say.
This means a lot to me, so I encourage you, whatever your dream is, to never give up. And always remember to stay true to who you are. There'll be fires along the way, but those fires can ignite the spark to the next season of your life. Thank you all again for being here today. God bless you all.
I wanted you to hear that particular soundbite from Fred McGriff because he got cut from his high school baseball team. He's now a Hall of Famer. He got cut from his high school baseball team. It's a little bit like Michael Jordan getting cut from his freshman basketball team, or Abraham Lincoln, how many times he ran for election and lost over and over and over for pretty much every office. And yet one of the most instrumental and pivotal presidents in our nation's history. So yeah, failure is only the end if you give up, if you allow it to be a closed door. With every success story comes a modicum of failure, and sometimes devastating. Sometimes they are turning points where we as humans have to decide, how much does this matter to me? How much do I want this? How much will I continue to pour into chasing this dream, pursuit of this dream? I know it can be cliche to never give up, but sometimes that's what's required. And sometimes that's all we know. That's all we can do is say, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm not giving up. So congratulations to the two of them. I just appreciate the story, the depth of the story of Fred McGriff. All right. Little goofy personal stuff coming up, but also it's a constant now that we hear about games and leagues that are streamed as opposed to being aired on cable or broadcast TV. But even now, as my union is striking, the actors and the performers are striking, it's in large part over streaming. And so there's such a crazy kind of just this conflict between Americans who more and more are turning to streaming as their primary source of entertainment. And yet the actors who appear in these shows that we stream, they're striking and they're protesting the fact that streaming isn't compensating them fairly. So here's what I thought when I heard it, just the numbers, and I'll share them with you after the update. Our streaming services are about to cost a hell of a lot more money. Whenever this strike ends and these new fees get passed along, or these new salaries and residuals from the actors get passed along to us on streaming, it's going to start to cost as much as cable, if not more. I don't want to be insensitive, but that's one of the first things I thought of is, oh no. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, lots of answers coming in. Our Facebook page, who would you most like to listen to for an entire week? A sports figure you'd most like to listen to if you could only pick one. They wouldn't drive you to put a fork in your eye. If I had to listen to Aaron Rodgers for a week, that might happen. What if I could just talk loudly enough to talk over him? I could drown him out. I'd talk for an entire week just so I didn't have to hear him talk for an entire week. I feel
animals.
Is that rude? No, I'm good. We've been hearing him for a long time. I'm good.
I'm going to my darkest retreat.
Gosh. We just have so much material. So I guess I should thank him because we get so much material from him. All right. So Twitter, Facebook, glad to have you with us. Thanks for hanging out. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Amy, what's going on, girl? Here you are, a woman holding her own in a still male-dominated profession. You're really holding your own.
Hi, Amy.
What up?
I like to think of you as my sister from another mister.
Ray is listening in Toronto.
First off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
You've got a lot of fans up here north of the border. You're doing a great job down there.
Can I get a boom, baby?
Boom, baby!
Thank you so much. You're adorable. You make my nights wonderful. I appreciate you so much.
Halo, you rock the show.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's what we do here on After Hours. We dance the night away. Before I get into the streaming info, it's actually really interesting that I'm going to share with you. Jay just alerted me to the fact that Elon Musk is playing games again in the middle of the night. I don't know where Elon lives or where he's based, but I do know that he keeps our hours, if that makes sense, a lot of the times. Right now, okay, I won't give it away. Jay didn't give it away for me. He just said to me before I went to record my CBS Sports Minute, go to the website x.com, the letter x.com, and see what happens. That's all I'm going to tell you. Especially if you have your Twitter account open. Go to x.com and we'll discuss. Come back to me and let me know what you found and we'll discuss. You should see the grin on Jay's face right now. He is incredulous, but he can't stop laughing at how ridiculous Elon Musk can be.
I don't know. It's like a nervous laughter.
It's an inappropriate nervous laughter.
Yeah.
I told my fourth and fifth graders at church on Sunday that I always laugh at the most inappropriate times. When I'm nervous, when I'm feeling awkward, I laugh, and it makes the whole situation worse.
That's about what's happening. Yeah, I'm not sure how to react to this, so I'm just kind of laughing, and we'll see
giggling.
Where this goes.
You're giggling like a 7-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Pretty much.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Yes, we'll get back to sports. at some point. Check out X.com. That's it. Throw up the X. Isn't that Xavier? Throw up the X. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
This could be life-changing for many people.
I think it will be.
Not for you and I. I refuse. I refuse to do Threads, and I refuse to do this.
Although Threads is dead.
Threads is dead. Threads is a non-threat. That's what we decided last week. All right, what do we promise the peeps? Well, first of all, have you figured out what happened on Saturday morning that nearly derailed my entire glorious beach day? I would have missed the whole thing. I had to keep going. I had to continue forward without
I'll take a stab at it.
Just driving off the road or curling up in a ball and just saying I can't go on.
My guess is that either you forgot or somehow spilt your coffee.
Let me tell you what happened. It was one of those mornings where Penny refused to walk any faster than a snail. So she knew I wanted to go to the beach. I had talked myself out of getting gas the day before. So then I had to go out of my way to get the gas. And of course it was 10 cents more expensive than it was the day before, right? Because that makes sense. It's 10 cents more expensive on Saturday morning than it was on Friday night. So I was PO'd about that. I somehow was late getting out of the house. I all these things that had to be done, and I'm not a good morning person. So I get out of the house. I'm already 20 minutes late. I've got to go pick up my friend. I'm starting to freak out about the amount of traffic that's going to be heading down to the Jersey Shore. And then, of course, the gas station attendant, not in a hurry. In New Jersey, by the way, you cannot pump your own gas under penalty of a ticket or getting arrested. It's
what would happen?
Well, I don't know, because there are nights when I go to gas stations that are 24 hours and the attendant's not there, so I just pump it myself.
Huh.
And nothing happens. But you are not supposed to pump your own gas. Theoretically, they can turn the gas pumps off if they decide that they don't want you to. And it is against the law. Anyway, otherwise, I would be pumping my own gas every time because I'm so much faster than the attendants. Anyway, he takes a sweet old time. My blood is boiling even more. I finally get gas. I get back on the crowded highway. Okay, all right, I'll get to my friend. It's going to be fine. We're going to get on the road. Everything's going to be great. And then I look down to go grab my mug of coffee to take a swig because it'll all make it better. No coffee. And I remember I left it on the, it's not the banister, but it's the bottom pole of my staircase, right? So the bottom post, it's sitting there. I put it there because there was no way I was going to forget it walking out of the house. I had already loaded my beach chair, my beach towels, my beach bag, the cooler, my sunscreen, all that stuff, my hat for both me and my friend who needed one. Walk out the door, I got my wallet because I have to buy gas, and I get 10 minutes down the road and realize I've forgotten it. Now the trap. No, I did not do that. I did not do that. I didn't have the energy to do that because I didn't have my coffee. I said a swear word. Sorry, Lord. And I briefly considered turning around, but I was already late and the traffic was already building and I just had to go on. I'm not kidding about this. I know it sounds melodramatic. It was all I could do not to cry. I almost cried because everything else would have been fine if I had my giant mug of iced coffee that I look forward to. It gets me out of bed. It was going to be my companion. It was a hot summer day. I needed my coffee. So I nearly cried. And I get to my friend and I explain the situation. I'm all upset. She's like, it's going to be okay. We're going to stop and get some more coffee. I was like, I know, but I left.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Well, it was the same. It's just that I was so angry at myself because everything just that could go wrong had gone wrong. However, we got to the beach 45 minutes later than I normally like to get to the beach. There was so much traffic. My friend was talking me down off the wall, and I got the most gorgeous photo of the beach once we got out there. And everything at that point melted away. Playing in the waves like I was a 5-year-old. Well, no, that's a little bit young to play in the waves. Playing in the waves like I was a 15-year-old. Grand old time. It was amazing. So check it out. The photo's on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or it's on our Facebook page. You were right.
I nailed that.
And I'm not joking. It threatened to derail my entire day. It was my coffee. And then it was going to be it was going to be melted down, or the ice was going to have melted and be watered down by the time I got done, got home. And I still drank it. I made myself drink it. But yeah, it sat there all day long. It sat there.
Sad.
All day long.
It's depressing.
Thankfully, after an hour, I stopped thinking about it. She bought me coffee. My friend insisted she was going to buy me coffee because I was driving. And then I managed to let it go. I'm not great at letting things go, in case you didn't know that about me. But
I know how much you like your coffee in the morning.
It
just
it makes everything easier. It makes the traffic all the way down to the Jersey Shore so much easier.
And it's just when now you got to deal with the traffic and the lateness and just the irritation of not having
the irritation. So right. Much irritation.
So much.
So much irritation. All right. So you guessed. You know me well. Okay. Here's what I heard on CBS News as I was coming in. It was a business report. Did you know that 40% of the TV shows that we watch now as Americans come via streaming? 40%, Jay. That is nearly half. 40% of all TV shows that we watch in the United States are now courtesy of streaming. Doesn't mean we can't watch them on TV. It means we choose to watch them on streaming. How about this? Only 30% of what we watch now is on cable. Only 30%. How about that? The 30% of what we watch in the United States of America, our TV shows, come via cable.
Now, this is just like TV shows, meaning like sitcoms.
Anything. Any TV show. Okay. Yeah, it's broadcast, but broadcast TV. And then 20% of us now watch over-the-air broadcast channels, and that's it. So that's where we get our shows, which you can watch a lot of my shows on NBC, or not NBC, sorry, CBS is my favorite with all the crime dramas. Oh, I do watch the Chicago Fire and Chicago PD on NBC. Only 20% of us watch over broadcast channels, 30% over cable, 40% of TV shows in the United States are now streamed for people to consume. And that, of course, is one of the major reasons for the strike. The strike with the actors and the performers, it's because they're not getting paid residuals when their shows are replayed on streaming. That's the major piece of the strike. Something else that is interesting, you may be able to guess, the number one server or mechanism for streaming. What's the number one site that people visit?
Netflix.
No, that's number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazon?
Nope. It's your favorite.
Disney?
No.
My favorite? I don't know. I thought Netflix would be number one.
YouTube. Google and YouTube TV.
I got it.
Yep. Yeah. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit.
Okay, so YouTube TV is now the number one streaming mechanism, but Netflix is number two. 40% of TV shows now viewed over streaming. Wow. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.